The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about from the weekend. A lot of stuff coming up. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the founder, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping person who keeps changing his damn Twitter. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At my name Jong. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And I'm pretty sure you can catch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN 97. Can you catch us on live stream, John?
Let me check.
Okay. Because I see us on live stream, but I'm looking at the internal feed. So I assume you can. We'll let you know. It's a Monday. Hope everybody had a great, great weekend. Top. What's happening, Hoffman? Had some fun today, man.
Same old stuff, man. Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Same thing.
My wife, who's a good person, a better person than me, adopted a cat today, so there's a new animal at my house.
How many cats? Didn't you already have one cat?
I already had one cat.
So now you've got two cats and two dogs?
Two cats and one dog.
One dog, okay. You haven't got the second dog yet.
No. And now that there's a cat there, I'm not in a real rush to get the other dog.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to find a way to get rid of our two cats before I agree to a second dog, which is what the wife wants.
Right.
She's decided all of a sudden that, you know, she had this Dalmatian that she loved, which I don't know how you can love a Dalmatian. They're idiots.
They're morons.
But now she's been bringing up over and over again, hey, why don't we get a Dalmatian? Derby's getting kind of old. And I'm like, okay, but now it's going to be, and she wants a female puppy, of course. So now I'm going to have three females and two neuters and one male in the house. Mm. Not a fan of that. I'm very much outnumbered.
Yeah. Well, this is a boy cat. Kind of told my wife, like, the cats don't bother me. I'm not asked to clean a cat box. You know, if that were the case, I may have a different take on the cats, but as they stand, it's just kind of they walk around my house, and I never have to, you know, every once in a blue moon my wife will say, hey, can you put some food down for the cat? That's not the worst thing you can ask me to do. I reach into a bucket with a scoop and put it on her plate. And really my wife doesn't have to deal with the cats much either. It's mostly the kids' job. But it's a good thing. And, you know, it feels good when you, you know, give an animal a home that didn't have a home.
Yeah, that's always kind of a cool thing. But I somehow got stuck cleaning up the cat crap when the wife was gone for a month. And so I had to do it. And then when she got back, somehow that had become my duty. You know how that works, right?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Yeah. So, and I don't even like them. I mean, they're her cats.
Yeah.
I got no use for them.
So, but you still have to clean the poop?
Yeah.
It was your duty.
Yeah. Thank you, my name, Jong.
Their duty.
Your duty. By the way, I have a little bit of a beef with Jong here.
Oh, I've got beef with Jong too.
I'll start with, because I had to go to his damn Twitter to figure out what the hell his new Twitter was, because I saw he changed it. And you know what it says on his little bio? I'm Asian, half man, half amazing, co-host of Comicast, iTunes link below, and then questions regarding Gal Media, JongLee@galmedia.com. You know what's not on there?
The Blitz.
No mention of the number one show for 10 months in a row and him being the second most important person on it. But he's got that Comicast that has 26 listeners.
No, I am just a producer on it, so I am not.
Just a producer.
Yes.
What's your priority at work, Jong? Is it Comicast or is it the Blitz?
It's the Blitz.
Then why would you not mention it?
I didn't have enough room to put it in the bio. And everybody that follows me knows that I produce the Blitz anyway, so.
Are you not proud of our show?
I am proud. Number one show, again, in the city.
10 months in a row?
Yes. And,
By a bigger margin this month?
We messed around last month, and it got close. And I was like, maybe it's coming to an end. And then we just pulled down our pants and crapped on everybody this month.
What happened? Last month, we ran the ball too much. We got a little conservative.
I think so.
It's like, okay, you know what? We got a big lead here. Let's try to O'Brien it and run out the clock.
Yeah.
And then we damn near blew it.
Made a mistake.
So
now we're back to being the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're just looking to
we're doing that
to roll on you.
We're doing that air raid thing.
Yeah,
and we're just rolling up scores.
We're not taking Tua out in the second half anymore. We're not doing that.
Yeah, AJ's not leaving at 6:30.
Yeah, that was our mistake. We started sitting Tua in the second half, and it got close.
Yeah. So
no more.
Yeah, but. Can I
get to my beef with Jong?
Get to your beef with Jong, and then I kind of want to talk about these ratings a little bit more.
Hey, Jong, what were you doing in New Orleans? Was this a celebration of the anniversary of your first date?
No. Teresa's brother, who is in the Marines, they had a birthday ball there in Baton Rouge. So her family and myself went down to New Orleans, then to Baton Rouge.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with your first date anniversary, which, by the way, you need to stop doing right now. You need to be like that's. You have to forget about that.
I'm trying to get some brownie points here. Shh.
You're trying to get what?
Dude, brownie points.
You married her. You should get all the brownie points in the world.
She should be trying to get your brownie points now. All right. You need to be a man and forget all the dates except for your anniversary and her birthday.
Because you know what's going to happen if you do stuff like this? You're going to wind up cleaning up the cat poo, and they're not your
cats.
That's
what's going to happen to you.
No, I don't like cats, so I don't think we're ever going to get a cat.
Oh, she won't care. She'll bring one in anyway, because you're such a brownie point getter that she thinks, oh, Jong won't mind. He's such a sweetheart. He still remembers the first date of the anniversary of our first date.
He's going to take care of little Neo for
me. And then she's
going
to start walking all over you.
Well, it's, you know, I was going through my phone and seeing pictures of...
Oh, you knew what the date was.
Oh,
don't
no,
you
I'm just
lie.
Saying, I did know when the date was. And, you know, it's the best moment of my life up to the wedding. So.
Okay, so forget about that old moment. The best moment of your life up to your wedding?
Yeah.
What about when I signed on the show?
Yeah, that trumps that.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that was a life-changing moment for Jong, or at least should have been?
I kind of thought it should have been, yeah.
Where was Matt Dean going to take you? Nowhere.
He took us from Saturdays to Sundays to weekdays.
Yeah, and then he ran out on you. He ran out on you like a tramp. And then I came in, and I'm like a knight in shining armor. I got behind Fred and I ran behind my blockers, and I got us all the way here to afternoon drive. And look at you. Your first date's more important than the day you met me. It's garbage.
See, if you really...
What's more important to you, Fred? The day you met me or the day Jong had his first date?
Ah, I got to say, sorry, Jong. That
yeah,
was not close.
It's not even close.
And if you were really playing it right, it's like, you know, say, oh, the first date was awesome, but it's been every day since that's been magic. That's what we should be celebrating.
I feel like when I met Jong, he was making like $4 an hour.
Sounds about right.
Five. They don't sell him short. It was five.
Now he's management
I'm making $6 an hour.
That's not a big deal. Disrespect. That's okay, John. So the new Twitter handle, you just decided you don't care about verbs. That's not a class of speech you care for anymore.
No, it's a reference to 22 Jump Street, where the scene where he's like, "My name's Jeff." And I was playing a game called HQ last night.
So you're making fun of your name is a play on a handicapped person.
No,
a mentally handicapped person.
Mentally challenged.
No, he wasn't mentally handicapped.
Okay.
You watch the movie?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, he was handicapped.
I remember thinking that movie was kind of funny. I definitely didn't remember enough to name my Twitter handle after.
No, I never really liked the zero in the snow.
Okay.
But it's been like, what, 3 or 4 years since I've had it?
It's been a while.
Yeah, so I decided last night just to change it.
So before it was Jong Snow with a zero instead of an O, it was Jongi Football.
Yes.
There's also a Korean Jongbi in there.
Korean, yes. Jongbi. What was it originally?
I don't remember. It might have been like producer Jong 975 or something, you know, something to the station or something like that. I think it was when I first signed on as a part-time or here. I think that was when I first had Twitter.
Okay.
I had it when it was in its infancy.
And how many followers did you have then?
I don't know, like 2 or 3.
How many do you have now?
Like 7,600 or so.
Do you think that happened because you met Teresa or because you met me?
That happened because I started working at the station. That was before
He's never going to give me the props, is he?
I gave up on trying to get credit from him a long time ago. I don't even try anymore.
Doesn't even want to put our name. He doesn't want to put the blitz in his bio. Yeah,
I don't try with either one of you because I'm never going to get any credit.
I'm not going to sit here and inflate your ego.
Listen, no, but listen, after 10 months, you know, you're going to have to up your game a little bit. I want, for one thing, I want M&Ms every day sitting right here. I want
like
flowers.
Like Slim Shady?
Yes, or whoever. I want Skittles. And I want some respect around here.
Aren't you on a diet?
Oh, yeah, never mind.
When Eric Sandler says, when I saw the new bio, he legit wondered whether Jong had been removed as our producer. Mm. Like, you're basically disassociating yourself with our show.
No.
He's distancing himself.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm, you know, the first thing on mine, host of The Blitz, editor of sportsmap.com, contributes to pregame.com, stays busy. But host of The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 CT.
Okay, a lot of people thought that My Name Jong was a fake Jong account.
Yeah.
Could have been. Oh, well. It's just kind of weird that, I mean, maybe you're trying to tell us something. Maybe he's leaving us.
Yep.
Which, you know, when he's gone, he's still going to do Comicast. He's just not going to do The Blitz
right,
anymore.
Right, he just won't do this anymore. Steven says, I like how AJ refers to Fred as his blocker.
I think the more apt description is.
I may have been caught up in the moment there. Okay,
I'm a point guard. My job is to set AJ up, and when he's hitting shots, just get the hell out of the way and keep getting him the ball. And then when he starts missing, I'll take a few shots.
Okay,
that's how it works.
So you're saying you're Steph Curry and I'm Draymond Green?
No, because I don't really consider Steph Curry a point guard. He's a shoot first guy.
Okay.
I'm more of a Chris Paul, and you're James Harden.
Oh, I want to. We got to come up with something different.
Well, you can think about that, but
we got to come up with something. And then there's a lot of people saying, "Why does Jong hate you guys so much?" Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where this came from.
I think we've always been supportive.
You know,
I mean, yeah. Were we upset that he just disappeared on Friday? Yes, but it's not because
that was frustrating.
Not because we felt betrayed. It's because, you know, we like having the guy here.
Yeah.
That's a positive. Not, you know, him being gone more than Barry is not a positive to us. That's all. I don't know what to say to that. Other than
I have disappoint.
Other than follow him at My Name Jong.
My name disappoint.
Oh man. 713-780-3776. But before we get on to some sports, because there was a lot this weekend and a lot to get to, and man, college football. Well, we got to talk about Texas at some point. I want to talk about some of the games yesterday.
Aggie.
Oh, thank you, Aggie. Aggie is dead to me forever. They burn me on so many things this weekend. If Aggie wins, I win our pool. If Aggie wins, I win a whole bunch of money. If Aggie covers 2.5, I win. No. Aggie does not show up. Aggie, which was 7-1 against the spread. I'm very, very disappointed in UANM.
Yeah.
That hurt because that was the difference between a really, really good weekend and scrambling to break even at the last minute.
Yeah, so, I basically pushed money around all weekend. I went about 500. I had a really heavy play on the Notre Dame Navy over that hit.
Yeah, that one I was with you on.
Although I was sweating it for a while.
The
second half, Navy decided, oh, we're playing a football game, and then they scored a little bit, but it was a sweat for a while. And then I also I went about even yesterday. And it helped a little because I had a nice money line bet on the Seahawks, and they came through as a dog. But my biggest play yesterday was the stupid, idiotic San Francisco 49ers, who basically
I would have thought Raven was your biggest loss yesterday.
No, I didn't even play him.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even play him. I wanted to, especially when I saw the pictures of what Cam Newton was wearing. But yeah, then I didn't want to give points there. I thought the Ravens should have been a pick 'em. I ended up not playing that, but... Yeah, the Niners cost me big time. And our pool, it was a bloodbath this weekend.
I think I was 1-1. I think I had the same
you,
over.
You and I were both 1-1. Yeah. Jong was 0-2.
Which, you know what pisses me off? I think I did the Saints over, and I actually bet it at 49.5 when it dipped. And I hit it. I hit. That's the bet that got me back to even for the weekend.
Yeah.
But in our pool, nothing.
Yeah, the only people who have a chance to go 2-0 are John Granato and Patrick Creighton, shockingly.
We don't have to worry about them.
They both need, John needs the Patriots to win by 14. Patrick needs them to win by 15. And he'll be 2-0.
God, we got to root for Bill tonight.
I mean, I guess so.
Just a cover. I don't know. They're not going to
I guess
win.
So. Yeah, I was like on a mad tear. I hadn't lost a game since.
You did like 3 or 4 weeks in
week
a row.
Week three was my last loss. And then I was like, I told Fred, I'm locking in on the Niners. And I felt good about it. I got the best of the number because I locked in early. I had a pick 'em. It ended up at 2.5. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then they dominate the whole game.
Yeah, and then Josh Rosen happened.
Yep. It reminds me a little of, did you watch any of the Mizzou-Kentucky game?
Yeah, that's another one I had.
Gross.
And I felt great when it's 14-3. I'm like, there's no way Kentucky's coming back.
I couldn't have
handicapped. I don't even have to watch the rest of this.
I couldn't have handicapped that game better. Snell ran for like 6 yards. Exactly what I said would happen. I said, Kentucky can't run against Mizzou, and Kentucky can't pass. For 60 minutes of game... Kentucky had 0 offensive touchdowns. They had an untimed down at the end of regulation to throw a touchdown and beat me. Mm. Such a gross, gross loss.
Oh, well.
Yeah, there were some bad things. Yeah,
that was a bad one. But you know what? There's a lot of good stuff that happened. We're going to get to all of that. We'll talk about the Saints doing the Vikings last night.
That was also a bad thing.
We'll talk about Todd Gurley screwing the people. Or helping the people, depending on which side you are on.
He only screwed me from a fantasy perspective. I didn't need him for anything else.
Yeah, but the other thing, there are a lot of people who, I would say Packers fans are really happy with him today.
I would say yes.
People who back the Packers. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I slept like a champ last night because my mattress comes from Texas Mattress Makers. And that's the best part of, you know what, you go through a weekend where you win some, you lose some, you wind up not really winning anything, not really losing anything. You kind of feel like, this is sort of gross. Well, then you go to sleep on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, and you feel like a champ. And, guys, when they put a sale on there, it's a real sale. Because when you walk in the door, you're saving 50% off of what you would be paying if you went to any one of the retail stores out there. And that's because they make them right there at the original over on 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. They make them right there, sell them directly to you. So you're saving 50%. And when they put a sale on, dude, you're going to save even more. Best part about Texas Mattress Makers, and there's really no reason on the planet to go anywhere else for your mattress, because you're going to go in, you're going to save money, they're going to custom fit you, and trust me, Yuval is like, he's like a sensei. He knows everything about these mattresses. He can just look at you and say, you're going to like this one, and then they put you on it, and you lie down on it, you're like, holy bleep, he's right. And that's what they all do there, man. They know how you're going to sleep, and they just want to put you on the best mattress for you. And they don't care about cost. I mean, they'll get you a cheaper mattress if that's the mattress that's best for you. So go buy. You're going to enjoy the experience. I've learned so much about mattresses from these guys. And the most important thing besides the fact that they're going to put you on a great mattress, is they do great things in the community. They're involved with all kinds of charities, the Houston Children's Charity, with their Better Night Sleep program, and they do all kinds of bed dispersals. I'm telling you, they're just great, great people that make a great product. They're the kind of people I'm very happy to do business with, and the Blitzers who've gone have all said the same thing. Man, it was such a great experience. Go by today. You can visit the new one at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Tell them I sent you. They do take care of the Blitzers. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, AJ for Bill Advisor here. We've been talking about these guys for a while, and if you have a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably overpaying. You started out getting a great price on those services, but your bill always goes up. That's why you need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers to reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service, just lower your bill, and they are winning for hundreds of our listeners. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. Most of our listeners have been saving over $800 a year. Many are saving well into the thousands. Still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. And I've seen people save $4,000. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal bill advisor will get your information, and they'll get to work for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number. Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a great one. Today, one says I got a little bit drunk after work by the end of the Saturday night and ended up rolling my college winnings into the UFC fight, which miraculously won. Have to thank the Blitz and RJ Bell for learning how to bet markets and not names, David.
There you go. Good job.
The drunk betting, never a good idea, though. I've made a lot of mistakes doing that. I've also had nights, especially with horses. I've had a couple of times where I woke up the next morning and I looked at my account and I'm like, holy bleep, what did I do? Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
So what I did on Saturday night was, so I got all my money out of Five Dimes when the owner of Five Dimes went missing and was later found murdered.
I didn't do it, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't do it either.
I have an alibi.
But I was like, you know what? I don't want this to be like the poker thing and my money's just lost forever. And, you know, to their credit, they paid me out. So I'm not trying to say that it's like not a safe site anymore.
Until it stabilizes a little bit. Yeah, you're smart not
I'll
to
just
do
play
it.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
And one of the accounts that a site that I have money in, but I hate playing on, is BetUS.
They were sponsors here many years ago.
Yes, but it's a really square shop, I would call it. And to get the number.
They're very difficult on bonuses. And yep. Everybody, you should always, with any site, always read what the bonus restrictions are. But some of theirs are just like insane.
So if you put in a deposit and you take a bonus, it's an 8-time rollover. So let's say you put in $1,000 and to their credit, they'll match it and they'll put in $1,000. So that's free play. So you have to. Now you have to play $16,000 worth of action before you can get any money out, which sucks. And I don't have any problems there. I haven't deposited there in a long time.
Right.
And what I did deposit, I've rolled over many, many times over. But I was like, you know what? I was looking at it on Saturday night, and there was a -600 fight. It was Michael Johnson against Artem Lobov. And I always say Artem Lobov's the worst fighter in the UFC. He's only there because he's friends with Conor McGregor. He's like 13-15 in his career. Mm-hmm. He's just a bad fighter. And I was like, you know what? I'm putting all the money I have on this fight just to, you know, I'll either be done with this website or I'll make $200, $300, whatever it was going to be.
Yeah.
And It went to a decision, but I won. I was like, man, he fought way better than I thought he would. But and that wasn't even drunk. That was just me be laying there being bored.
Yeah, I had to do that with that site where I basically went through and bet a bunch of like
big money line favorites.
But
that's risky too, man.
Yeah, it is, because all it takes is one of them to choke on you, and now you've lost everything you earned. But hey, one thing I did binge watch a show this weekend that I think you guys would like.
Okay.
I think it's right up your alley. It's called 10 Star, and it stars Tim Roth, who I'm a big Tim Roth fan.
T-E-N or T-I-N?
T-I-N.
Okay.
He is a former undercover British police officer who gives up the job and goes to this little small town in Canada. So it's got kind of a little bit of a Longmire feel to it, but when he drinks, he kind of falls back into his undercover character, who's a complete and total badass. And there's a holy bleep moment right at the beginning. And then it's only 10 episodes. They've renewed it for a second season that'll be 5 episodes, but I don't know how they're going to do it considering how it ended, and I'm not giving anything away. But it's there's a couple parts that drag in the middle, but okay. I think it's right up your alley, knowing the kind of stuff that you enjoy watching.
All right.
So I would recommend it.
Well, I just finished Making a Murderer season 2.
Yeah.
So I'm done with that. I'm now at 99.5% that they've got the wrong guy locked up, and it's really frustrating. Hmm. Like when you see some of the evidence that they've got and people just keep turning it away. And part of the... Did you ever see season 1? Did we talk about that?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he had like a $31 million civil lawsuit against the county.
Yeah.
So they've got every reason to keep him locked up. And man, it is amazing. Like, the coroner wasn't allowed on site when they found the remains. Even though the coroner, when there's when there's bones discovered, the coroner is the highest ranking law enforcement officer in the county. They wouldn't let her out there, and they said they would arrest her if she did go out there. Hmm. It's like, dude, there's just so much shady stuff.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
One more person that's in the show that you'll like, Christina Hendricks, who was in Mad Men, that was like the really big chesty. Lost some weight. I almost didn't recognize her.
The rack's still strong?
The rack's still strong, yes. Okay. But, I mean, she looked really good in there. So, give it one episode and see what you think.
Check it out, man.
I think it's on Prime.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
I got to tell you guys about Tri-Eagle Energy. That's right, guys. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and they've always got different offers to throw at you. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers. And I say fallen for because it always sounds good up front, but then months later, you find out that they've jacked up your rate somehow. You're paying a higher rate than you signed up for, or they're throwing additional fees onto your bill. It doesn't work that way at Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate that you see, that is the rate that you will pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Hey, guys, I'm about to get back onto the old alcohol train. And you know why I'm going to? Because I got Thrive Plus. And whenever I take Thrive, it makes all the difference in the world. And listen, guys, doesn't matter how old you are, but once you get over about 30, even a little bit of alcohol can make you feel less than 100% the next day. Well, Thrive Plus is designed so that you take it and you feel so much better. And I got to tell you, especially if I'm going to drink a lot, man, Thrive is a must. And listen, I like to have alcohol. I like to drink. But I don't like to feel like garbage the next day because I have to get up and post 400 stories to Sports Map. And Thrive Plus keeps me from feeling like garbage. All you have to do, you take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And listen, the guys who came up with this, they're what we call smarts. There's 5 PhDs. The founder, Brooks, a Princeton graduate and a great dude who, by the way, uses Thrive quite a bit. And so they know what they're doing. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, you're going to get your money back. They'll give you your money back. They'll say, all right, fine. You know, it didn't work for you. And it doesn't matter whether it's one drink, five drinks, or you just take the three Thrive Plus capsules afterwards. It's that simple. You're going to feel better anytime you wake up. Your liver's going to thank you. Your head's going to thank you. And they're Houston-based, so if you order before 4 o'clock any day, you're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. To order, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon, so if you want to order that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we are back. My buddy Goose says 10 stars, great, Goose approved. I was just telling Lance Zerline about it because there's this weird, bald, creepy French-Canadian guy that I cannot wait to hear Lance imitate.
That's the kind of stuff I started doing the Brendan Dassey stuff from Making a Murder the other day.
Yeah, I heard you this
with
morning.
With Raheel.
Yeah, it sounds like my in-laws, frankly.
Yeah, it's just all, and it seems like it's part Canadian, part Minnesota, part Wisconsin. It seems like once you get to a certain level where it's really cold, it just turns into... Oh, yeah.
And part early man.
Don't you know?
Yeah, part early man, exactly.
Minnesota, Saskatchewan, okay. Very similar.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
One of my favorite things in that show is like when Stephen Avery's parents are talking to each other.
Yeah.
And one will say something and the other one will go, huh? And then whoever said it will go, what? And she'll go, huh? What? I didn't hear what you said. I said, huh? It's like, oh my God.
There's a lot of don't you know.
It's crazy to, I mean, this. There's people who are like this. Like,
no, absolutely.
We're in a bubble. Honestly.
No, we are. Yeah, we are. And when you.
And there's some stuff up in Northeast Texas I'm not sure is way off.
But, no, probably not. The accents aren't going to be the same. It'll be a different accent, vibe, and different feel. But
like,
So when, like, watching Fargo, the FX show, which is just brilliant, and the movie too, but. You know, you get some of that, but also with Making a Murder, when one of the guys is in prison, I mean, this is a documentary if you don't know, and his mom, every yeah is a question, and then yeah is an affirmation. So
right.
It's like, you know, well, I hear you. You're gonna have a, you know, are you getting some good food in there? She's like, yeah. And the other day, I got an extra noodle, and she goes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, well, it's supposed to be pretty cold coming up. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they talked on the thing about it's getting pretty hot up there. Yeah, they're supposed to give us Gatorade, but they didn't give us any Gatorade yet. I don't know what's going on with that. Where it's the law, when it's a certain temperature, we're supposed to get a Gatorade, but we didn't get it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's happening with it.
Yeah, the conversations are—it
like takes them forever to say something so simple.
When we got to get you to come home soon,
soon
you're going to be home soon. Don't worry on that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I hope so. Yeah, us hope so too.
Yeah. The conversations don't go in a lot of directions.
No,
it's pretty vertical. And it stays in that direction.
Well, we haven't gotten to speak to you since the Texans' glorious victory on Thursday night.
Very good, glorious victory.
Honestly, I mean, watching that game, that's the first time I've ever really said, like, you know what? That's a pretty good game they just played. There's not a lot to bitch about.
I think it was the first complete game they've had this year.
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty salty against Jacksonville, but it wasn't offensively. They ran it okay. Deshaun was just okay. This was like ran it well. Deshaun played well. The defense played well. I know there's always the qualifier about Brock Osweiler or whatever, but they really did. You know, they look like it was a first-place team in the division. And now, and we talked about it last week, you know, if you won this game, which we expected them to win, man, Jacksonville lost. Like, the Colts aren't going to catch you if you're the Texans. Does anyone fear Marcus Mariota's 174 yards with one touchdown and one interception? Is there anyone that fears that? And then you have Jacksonville who they just look like they're ready to implode with an all-out fist fight in the locker room. Like
they've quit. I think
it feels like it. Four guys arrested and detained in London
the night before a game.
And
their injuries are so bad in the secondary that they couldn't even punish them. They were just like, all right, you're starting, but I'm not happy about it. I mean, they're a mess.
Because they knew if they lost, their season might be over. And their season might be over now. They're getting to the point where they may need to come pretty close to winning out. I mean, I thought 9 wins would win the division.
It might be 8.
It still might. I mean, look at that Texans schedule. If they can beat Denver, it might turn into 10 wins. They might really catch a heater here.
The only reasonably good teams on their schedule are Washington and Philly.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure how good either one of those teams
are. I keep disrespecting Washington. I probably need to respect the 5-2 more than I do.
Yeah. But at some point, like even now, record, it's like, they're 5-2, but are they? I mean, the Texans are 5-3. Are they as good as 5-3 says they are?
How did they get all of these? Tennessee was on the road, right?
Yeah.
How did they start off their first three were all road and their last three are at home? I don't remember. Do you remember that, Fred, at all?
No.
At any point having three straight in one direction and the next three in the other?
No. Not with this team.
And they were 2-1. They were 2-1 on the road.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're starting to develop a big cushion in the division. And
man, do you think Indianapolis is going to rue the day that they didn't go for that tie?
Yeah, I heard you talking about that this morning. And we talked about it last week. If they take the tie, they're a game out right now.
I texted my buddy who's a GM over there and said, that came up on the show. He goes, hindsight's 20/20. We don't care. He said, we're still a ways away. We're just playing to, you know, we got to get certain guys playing better. He said, but I don't think he views himself and views that organization as a division winning team. Like, I don't think smart GMs and organizations care as much about trying to get the fake flags to hang from the band. Like, if you know you're not that, I don't think they want to be they want to win a division, but I don't know if they care as much about being an 8-8 division winning team.
Like the Texans have always.
I mean,
like,
sometimes it has felt like no more
AFC finalist flags up there.
No.
I hope not. Let me just tell you this: let's say that the Titans, let's say they would have taken that tie and they'd be 3-4-1.
The Colts.
Yeah. They'd be 3-4-1.
Andrew Luck with 23 touchdowns in 8 games.
They'd be 4-3-1. The Texans would. This is the Colts' remaining schedule, and you tell me they're not alive. Jags, Titans, Dolphins, all three of those at home.
And then the Jags again.
At Jags, at Texans, Cowboys, Giants, at Titans. Their schedule's the same.
See,
as
that feels like,
it might
is that
be
seven
even
games?
Lighter than the Texans.
Is that 7 games?
That is 8 games.
That feels to me like 4-4 or 5-3.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not ready to just buy all the way in with the Colts, but I could be wrong
about them. There are 0 games where the team that they're playing has a better quarterback than the Colts do.
And that's a big factor. The two best teams in the division right now have Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck.
Yeah. And the other teams have train wrecks.
Well, and the other thing is they don't quit on Frank Reich. They're playing hard. They're in just about every game if you really look at them. And they've gotten more healthy, which is another thing that I think you have to factor in. So, yeah, you know, you might be right, AJ. If they had taken that and if they were what did you say, 3-4-1?
Yeah.
If they were 3-4-1 and they could pull even a 5-3, what are we talking about?
You're talking about 8-7-1.
It would make you alive as long as you'd beat the Texans
would be
you'd
that
need
one.
Some help.
Yeah. And if you win the other Texans game, you're in the driver's seat.
Oh yeah, you would be ahead of them. Yeah, from that standpoint,
because that'd be a 1-0-1.
You'd need help. You'd need help. But you know, it's not layups at the Jets. No, I'm sorry, it's not layups at Washington or at Denver. Those aren't layups. And
I think they're losing to Denver.
I'm kind of leaning in that direction.
I think there's going to be some injury problems still, and that Broncos defense is kind of a tough matchup for the offensive line.
That's a tough wide receiving core for this team. I mean, you look at the wide receivers they've gone up against: Dallas, Jacksonville,
even the Colts.
Buffalo,
frankly, without T.Y. Hilton,
the Colts didn't have him in the second half. He got off in the first half whenever he had him. You look at the wide receiver; they really haven't been challenged. they had almost nothing left in Miami. There was no Kenny Stills, no Albert Wilson.
They haven't seen a number one receiver in forever.
Yeah, and so they got like two number one wide receivers potentially with Denver. So, and then you throw in Cam Sutton. So I think Denver is going to really challenge that secondary like they haven't been challenged. Now, we'll see if Case Keenum can follow through and do something too, because he's the one throwing the passes. But he was,
I would imagine it's a pretty important game to him, though.
Oh, it's really big playing the Texans, and it's also going to be, at some point, you got to start saying, this is, Case is playing for a paycheck right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's paying for next year.
That's what I was saying. More for next year. It's his job.
Yeah, that's exactly right. At some point, he's got to become an earner on the field with his production. He's got to start winning some games.
He doesn't have the built-in equity that guys like Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson have, where even if they suck this year, they'll still be back next year.
Right.
He's got to perform this year, or there's no reason to bring him back.
If you guys were Eli Manning, would you waive your no-trade clause? I mean, he's been there forever. I'm sure he wants to retire Giant. Would you waive your no-trade?
Yeah.
I bet you Jacksonville would deal for him.
I bet you they would.
Coughlin.
But I don't know how much it would change what's going on in Jacksonville.
I don't think it would change anything at all. I just wondered if Eli would want to get out of there. And maybe Eli doesn't want to go to Jacksonville. He's like, I don't want to move to Jacksonville.
Why am I going to go from one losing spot to another?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when half my team's going out the night before a game and getting arrested.
Yeah, let me get away from Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley to go play with
And Sterling Shepard.
Keelan Cole and Dede Westbrook.
Dede Westbrook.
And TJ Yeldon.
And Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
That's what I have. Yeah, no, maybe that's not. Maybe I would keep that thing in place.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you hearing about? I heard you guys talk about a little bit this morning that you think the Texans are at least in talks to make some trades. So, what are you hearing?
So, I do think that they are digging around on a wide receiver. And my guess is if they look wide receiver, it's going to be for a speed guy, because that's what was provided to you. That's what Fuller provided you is speed. And really the speed to back safeties off, and which helps the running game, and it also takes some pressure off Hopkins. I would absolutely be looking at DeSean Jackson. If there's any interest in moving DeSean Jackson, the hard part, if you heard the conversation, Fred, is figuring out what the value for a veteran is, because it's
the last year of his deal, so it may be just a rental for...
It's a rental, yeah. And rentals don't tip... Rentals, frankly, fifth might be too high. Rentals typically do not go for much, but the Patriots are out there with... There's buzz that the Patriots are going to look for a wide receiver again, so you might have some competition. But if DeSean Jackson hit the open market, if I'm the Texans, I'm at least throwing something out there. Maybe I start with the fifth and see where it goes from there, and a fifth might even get it done. But he would really give you a lot of what you are missing with Will Fuller right now. You just don't have a field stretcher.
He's very similar, and I think he's better than Will Fuller, certainly career-wise.
Well, career-wise, he has been, yeah. I think Fuller is developing into a pretty good wide receiver. I mean, I think we're still at zero drops this year for Will Fuller, and it'll stay there.
And yeah, he's not getting
any more. He won't play anymore. You know what? I'm actually 100,000% less concerned about hands now than I am durability. Durability is a real concern with Will Fuller. It's just 3 years now where you had to worry about it, so I don't know.
I still think if you're going to give a premium pick, though, it needs to be a cornerback or an offensive lineman, because those are areas that are going to be problems going into next year.
Yeah. And
theoretically, a wide receiver would be, if you are renting somebody, you don't want to pay that much for him because it's 1 year.
That's what I'm saying. And fifth is even high for a rental. But if you think you got a chance to do something, you might consider it. And maybe you would consider extending DeSean Jackson for 2 years and saying, look, we're going to use you, but we're going to figure out a way to get, because it would also be a great safety net for Will Fuller, too.
Kiki, for that matter. I mean,
when's he healthy?
Yeah. They don't have a healthy hamstring between the two of them.
You could have Will Fuller work in the slot if you wanted to also, DeSean. So I wouldn't, even if you add him, it may not be a rental. You may say, hey, DeSean, we want to give you a 3-year contract, two. We're basically guaranteed based on the money we give you, and that might be something you take a look at. But the reason I mention wide receivers is because I know it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. They're easier to find. You start talking about corners and offensive linemen, and first of all, tackles are really hard to find, because if you can play at all, you're not going to be moved.
Well, I gave you that trade last week. I still stand by that.
Which one?
Joe Staley.
Yeah.
I'll give up a 3 or even a 2 for him.
I don't know that. Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. And I remember we talked about it.
I think if the Raiders are going to trade Gary and Conley, I'd be in on that too.
Yeah, you'd have to dig around. Now, why would they be dealing Gary and Conley?
Apparently, why were they dealing Khalil Mack?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, but Khalil Mack was due for money. Gary and Conley's in the second year of a team controlled deal.
I have no idea, but there are reports that he's on the market too.
Well, that's got to make you wonder. So, is everything clear with him on the sexual assault front?
I think so. I think this is just John Gruden's deciding to pull his thing out and slap it on the head of the team.
Well, if he did...
I mean, that's what he's doing, right? He's slapping. He's going around slapping guys with it.
Yeah, well, I guess so. If you are... I mean, if he's getting rid of him, that means he doesn't like him. If he doesn't like him, there's something I'd be concerned about. You know, if you're the Texans, that's why your pro personnel department does their own homework.
I'm not so worried about John Gruden not liking a guy.
You're right.
Well, that's you're talking about a guy who's been in the booth for so damn long and was always kind of a, you know, he was always a my way or the highway guy. I'm sure it's worse now. So, yeah.
Because he's got 10 years. What are you going to do? He's got 10 guaranteed years. Dumbest contract ever. By the way, looking at Luck, I know we talked about him a little bit. Andrew Luck, their decision to not play him last year was so smart, to let him get 100% healthy. He worked with Tom House. He went out and got Tom House himself, and all they worked on was strength,
yeah,
changing his throwing motion. And I was up there in camp the first weekend of camp with rookies, and Andrew Luck got there early, and they had video of him throwing. It was some of the early throwing he was doing, and they were so excited about how his motion had changed. They were already seeing velocity. And that has been, man, that is a career saver for Andrew Luck. I honestly wasn't sure he would ever make it back like he was.
Where do you rank him now?
It's changed now. It's changed because I'd kind of written him off. Honestly.
A lot of people had.
I'd written him off, and I wasn't that crazy about him anyway.
Fred read a story last week about the best quarterbacks under 30, and it had Mahomes, Wentz, Goff, Luck. I was like, how quickly people forget what Andrew Luck's done in this league.
Absolutely. Well, you know, he had two big years. I just felt like all the hype hadn't... He was a 2-1 interception, basically 2-1 interception, a touchdown guy. Like, the numbers are not as great as you think. But after this year, he did have that one monster year.
Yeah.
And then he's putting together another monster year now. And so now, if we start talking about best... It had been just a default. You would just say, all right, Rodgers, Breeze, Brady, and then you start talking about Roethlisberger, Wilson. Am I missing? I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Some people throw Rivers in there.
Rivers, but Rivers usually just gets kind of disrespected and thrown aside. But now, you're now slapping Luck in that. I think you almost have to back Ben out maybe a little bit, and you got to start throwing Andrew Wilson in there with Russell Wilson. And Andrew Luck with Russell Wilson. And, I don't know where to put Mahomes right now. I don't know where to put Goff. I don't even know where to put Wentz yet right now.
Yeah, those guys haven't written their story yet. But, like, Andrew Luck's, he's got a pretty good resume. And I just thought it was disrespectful to have him behind all three of those guys.
Who would you rather have over the next 4 years, Andrew Luck or Deshaun Watson?
Andrew Luck.
Okay. Next 4 years, Andrew Luck, Carson Wentz.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, see,
that's crazy to think. I might be with you, and I would have never guessed I would have said
the only
that.
Guys I might take for the next 4 years, just 4 years, are Brady and Rodgers.
Brady still?
Yeah. I mean, but just because I don't know when he's going to go
Fred,
away.
Fred, you think Rodgers is playing in 4 years?
No. I think he's going to break. I think he may break this year.
He is.
And the thing about Luck that I mean, I love how he looks this year, but that's a pretty debilitating injury. I don't know that he can sustain this over time. I don't know that it'll be...
That's going to be a key. That's what the Colts tried to do, is rebuild physically to where it wasn't an issue.
That's why I said I'll take Wentz over him, because a knee injury, I know you can come back from. A shoulder, back, all that stuff. I don't know how long this little magic that they've done is going to hold up for him. I mean, those are serious injuries, man.
Well, and he took a serious amount of time off to address him.
Well, yeah.
It's not like he rushed back
2 years.
But it's been 3 years since he's been a dominant quarterback. 3 years,
well,
man.
It's been since yesterday. I mean, he's back.
Well, I know, but that doesn't mean he's going to stay back. You're assuming that this is just going to hold up and he's going to keep being good. If I'm investing in a quarterback, I'm not going to invest in this guy. I mean, he's great, but I don't know when he's going to break again.
I think it's tricky. You got to know about the physical composition, about what he went through. Like, it was a torn – I think it was just a – really a bad labrum injury, because they had him playing out there on something that he shouldn't have been playing on. But there are some injuries that when they're fixed, they're fixed. Like an ACL, typically when it's fixed, it's not set to – a lot of times it's the other leg. Backs are waiting to give out again. I mean, I'm always concerned about a back. I don't know what the shoulder. I would usually be with you here, Fred, but I'm not sure that they haven't rebuilt that thing to where anything that happens next has to come from something else. You know what I mean? Not like if you break a leg and then it's repaired, it's not as long as it was repaired properly, it's not supposed to give you problems unless there's a structural issue. And I don't think the Colts think there's a structural issue, but we'll see.
You know what? I thought of another guy that I probably shouldn't have left out. Russell Wilson's in that conversation too. I wouldn't throw him out.
Man,
either.
Russell is he just doesn't killing
have,
it again.
He just doesn't have the weapons around him that these other guys
but
do.
He still puts up. You know what? I think when Baldwin's out,
yeah,
he lost his tight end.
He's throwing He's throwing to a bunch of guys.
It's Tyler Lockett. Like, yeah. I mean, they're just
go
guys.
Go look at Russell Wilson's numbers over the last 5 years, and they are really impressive. People don't give him enough credit.
And I mean, he doesn't even have a real starting
no
NFL
real
running back behind
running
him.
Game right now. Chris Carson ran it hard yesterday, but you're right. His offensive line has been poor. He doesn't have a big time running back since Marshawn Lynch went out, and I just think his receiving core has been average to slightly below average during this time.
Well, I think he and Andrew Luck have a lot in common.
Yeah,
I think that and you know what? You could I would say you could throw Green Bay into that conversation too, but they're a little bit better. They've been a little bit better recently than the Colts and the Seahawks have in those spots. But offensively, it's been Andrew Luck and I guess T.Y. Hilton.
I do think, though, that I don't know about Goff, but I do feel like we've got to keep a close eye on Deshaun and Wentz in that tier two category also. Well, with Luck's got a chance to jump into tier one, I think, at some point.
If the Rams and the Texans swapped quarterbacks tomorrow, do you think that there'd be some sort of big drop off for? Or I mean, would there be some sort of a?
I think
a big drop off from Goff to Wentz or to Watson?
No, not over there. Not over there. Here, there'd be an issue.
I think whoever's working with that coach is going to have success.
They
same
got
thing
some
with Andy
really
Reed.
Good weapons too. They got some really good weapons. You couldn't put Goff in this offense with this shaky. I know Deshaun brings some of it on himself, some of the pressure by hanging onto the ball, but he can also escape where Goff is not going to escape a lot of that pressure.
I'm with you.
But if he's getting rid of the ball earlier, maybe he doesn't have the issues. I mean, let's not act like Fuller when he was healthy and Deshaun, or rather D-Hop, doesn't. Like, they don't provide you some really quality targets also.
Well, we've talked a lot about this. People, and they're always going to be linked because they're in the same draft, but Mahomes and Watson, people are like, well, in hindsight, which one would you rather have? And Fred and I both said, we'd rather have the one that went with Andy Reid.
Well, it feels
whichever one can get paired up with Andy Reid and Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt. Yeah, I'll take that one.
And Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
It's that's what it feels like. And I'm waiting to see how Trubisky ends up also. I thought Trubisky had a chance to be a pretty good quarterback coming out, but I don't feel like he's got the special that Mahomes has and that Deshaun has shown on plenty of occasions. So we'll see how it plays out. One thing's for sure, there's just not the complaining about quarterbacks that we used to be able to do. I don't even talk about Stafford, and Matt Stafford is, you know, Alex Smith is there at a 5-2 team.
No one's mentioned Matt Ryan this entire conversation.
No. And that guy was an MVP a couple years ago.
I think you can make a case you got a pretty good collection of quarterbacks
so
right now.
And, I mean, there's some guys who are on their way out.
I think
it's
the best I've ever seen in pro football I've been watching.
I think back to when I was a kid. And
the depth of it?
I had a poster when I was a kid. It was like the Arms Club or something, and it was like the crappiest guy on the poster was Bernie Kosar. But it was like Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, John Elway. I mean, that was like just Hall of Fame talent across the board. And that was before it was really a passing league.
Yeah, it's true.
And those guys were still great. One thing, you mentioned the Bears before we let you go. Why do the Bears continue to believe that Jordan Howard is a better player than Tariq Cohen?
Well, just because he's bigger and can handle a pound. I mean, Tariq Cohen is he's their Tyreek Hill if they want him to be. He's the explosive back. He's a splash back. And it's kind of like when Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard, I kept thinking, why is Giovanni Bernard not get more touches with the Bengals? And why are they going with Jeremy Hill, some grinder, for so long? Sometimes, but you know, the bigger the guy is, the more teams like to just lean on him a little bit. I think that's basically it.
I guess the guy had a reception, a 70-yard touchdown reception, and then they didn't give him the ball again for the rest of the game.
Tell you who's really impressing me this year, after last year, is Christian McCaffrey. He's had a much better year this year. Last year, I thought, ooh, he may not be built for this league, but he's starting to come on a lot more.
Well, tell the people about Texas Star Foods, Lance.
Well, I got to tell you, as you guys know, I mean, we're one of the barbecue hotbeds here in Houston, but let me tell you one thing about Texas Grill Shop. When you go to either of the two locations, they will find the grill that's right for you. Now, yes, there is a big sale going on right now. It's the fall sale. That's a big advantage. You can get hundreds of dollars off of the items that they have right now in stock, and they will deliver it for free, and they set it up for free. But if you're going, first time you go, you're going to be a little intimidated because you're going to say, this all looks incredible, but I really don't know which one's for me. That's why they're there and they're the experts, and they ask you about how you grill, how you want to grill, what you want to make, what you are making, and they will help show you the grills that might make the most sense for you. And then from there, you can make that decision based on what you see, what you want it to do. Ask any questions you want. I'm just telling you this. I went in not knowing how to grill at all. Zero. And here I am, several years later, and I can do just about anything I want on the grill. And I'm not intimidated. And those internal thermometers that they have on so many of these wood pellet grills, they allow you to monitor the temperature digitally, so every piece of meat, pork, chicken, whatever you're making comes out perfect every single time. They've got marinades, they've got spices, they've got championship rubs, they've got all your accessories as well, including how to clean your grill perfectly every single time. Make sure that you go to TexasGrillShop.com and check out all the inventory that they have in stock there, or just stop in. Great people to deal with. 2045 Southwest Freeway at Greenbrier and Shepherd. And, of course, the location out there in Spring off Louetta. It's TexasGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.